When you're Middle Tennessee's community bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs. And you invest in the people around you. From the new family to the small business, at Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of the fabric of Murfreesboro for going on 15 years now. And thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC.
This is election coverage from WGNS.
Campaign 2020 coverage brought to you by Toots Good Food and Fun, Fairer Construction, Wilson Bank and Trust, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home.
Now, here's Bart Walker.
It's election night, WGNS Campaign 2020. We're here at the Election Commission on the Murfreesboro Square. This broadcast presented by Toots Good Food and Fun, Wilson Bank and Trust, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Farrer Construction. Alan Farley, the administrator of the elections, is with us right now. Alan, what's the call? Is it a busy day today, or was it a light turnout?
It was a light turnout overall, but it was a steady day. Our vote centers were a big success. You know, people love the freedom of, you know, moving about and not being tied to a certain location. But we ended up with 39,404 votes cast out of 174,000 and some change total register voters. So, you know, from that standpoint, that's not a great turnout. But we voted over 25,000 today with 14,142, I think, was our early number that we voted. So for a total of 39,404.
The early voting turnout was a little over 8%, 8.09%. So it doesn't sound like a whole lot more happened today.
Right. I mean, we basically voted. We voted, we voted two-thirds. And that's what basically you'll see in a presidential primary. Most people, the presidential candidates is what drives turnout. With a primary just like what happened, we had on the Democrat side, you had three candidates who dropped out since Saturday to Tuesday. And so that changes the dynamic. A lot of people just want to, they'll vote on election day because they want to make sure their candidate's still in it. We had more Democratic votes than we did Republican votes. I want to say that was a difference of about 8,000 total votes, I believe, last time I looked.
What do you think would make people vote more? I mean, this way you're doing it now looks like that would have been a phenomenal change, but it doesn't look like it did it.
Well, you know, and the thing about primaries, you have a lot of people who, because if you look at people's voting history, you know, there's a large segment that they're just November voters. They're not party. They don't feel like that they're aligned with a political party, so they don't participate in a political primary. But they turn out in November or August general elections. So I think that in itself makes a big difference because, I mean, the Republicans didn't really have any motivation to come out and vote. They had a president that they didn't feel like he was being seriously challenged in the primary. And since that's what drives the turnout, they didn't turn out. On the Democratic side, you had several, you know, candidates there in a competitive primary. So, you know, a good number of them turned out. So, but, you know, your local races have greater impact and quicker impact on your daily lives, but that just doesn't seem to motivate people.
Alan Farley has been our guest on this segment of the broadcast. We're looking at Election 2020. We're here at the Election Commission, and we'll be back with more reports in just a moment.
Hello again, and this is Lenny Farmer, funeral pre-planner for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home and Cremation Services. I know, you have a lot of questions concerning how to plan for those final days. It can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be as stressful, and won't be when you get your questions answered way in advance. That's what I'm here for. Call me with any questions you have about your personal funeral needs. With 25 years of experience in this industry, I can help you put your questions to rest. Call me at 615-893-2422.